This is episode number 34 with lifestyle photographer Nick Onken. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. To all the greats out there, thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate you more than you could ever know. This podcast continues to take off each and every week, and I'm just excited about all the guests I get to interview and share with you all of their wisdom, their knowledge, and their insights each and every week. All the messages you guys send me over on Facebook and Twitter and the pictures you post on Instagram continue to inspire me to up my game and bring you even better guests each and every week. So thank you for all the love. I definitely feel the love coming from your way. I'm very excited about today's interview and today's episode. It's with my good friend, Nick Onken. Now, Nick is actually one of, in my opinion, one of the best lifestyle photographers out there. And he actually shot all the images that you see on my site over at lewishowes.com. He's the one who shot a lot of those, and there's a lot more that I haven't even posted, but he is a brilliant mind when it comes to lifestyle photography. And I'm very excited about this because any artist that I get to bring on, I'm excited about because art is something I love, something I appreciate, probably because I'm not that great of an artist or a photographer. You know, I'm pretty average when it comes to that type of art. I like to say that my art comes on the playing field or on the handball courts, really when I'm in the zone as an athlete. That's where I get to create, poetry in motion, I guess you could say. But today I've got a visual poet, my friend Nick, who really creates magical art with the camera. And what he's able to do to capture this visual imagery and the emotions that he can evoke from the images he takes really inspires me and inspires people all over the world. And he has worked with clients like Adidas and Nike and Coca-Cola and Powerade and Samsung, and shoots celebrities like Justin Bieber and Usher. And he's just a really inspiring guy living in New York City. And today I ask him a bunch of questions about what entrepreneurs can learn about design and branding and visual poetry for their business. And also what it would be like for people to start looking at their lives from behind the lens, what they could create for themselves and what they could project to the world with a photographer's eye. So I'm very excited to share with you a lot of these different insights that Nick has. And I think you're really going to enjoy this episode. In the meantime, I want to make sure to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Onnit.com, which we're going to be having Aubrey Marcus, the CEO of Onnit, on very soon. And I'm very excited about this because he has built a huge business himself, and he's going to give away the secret to how he's done so well marketing his company. And it's pretty much different than everyone else does in marketing. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy that episode as well. So, and you guys all love a nice little discount. So with that, guys, I'm very excited to introduce to you my good friend, the life baller and lifestyle photographer, Mr. Nick Onken.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12 pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
What is up, everyone, and welcome back to the School of Greatness. Class is in session today with my man, good friend Nick Onken. What's up, brother?
What up?
We are we've been having a little chat session. You know, I have this amazing view that all of my guests get to look at in the studio, and it's looking over all the Hollywood Hills, downtown LA. You can see the Sunset Strip, Hollywood Strip, all the good stuff. It's just fun to connect, man.
It's rough. I mean, that view.
It's fun to look at the view and just connect on life and talk about all the fun things we've been up to. Nick's been up to some amazing things lately, and one of our conversations has been about emotional intelligence. We're having a lot of intimate connection time as bros, so it's been a lot of fun. But for those who do not know Nick Onken, he is, in my mind, he's one of the top lifestyle photographers in the world. Really creative, and I call him a life baller. So he's had clients. His clients have been Adidas, Nike, Coca-Cola, Old Navy, Powerade, Samsung, and a bunch of other cool celebrities like the Bieber, Justin Bieber. And what I want to know first is, what is it about photography that really inspires you?
Wow, that's a big one. I would say the biggest thing is that got me into photography was the travel aspect of it. I love traveling. It's one of my biggest passions, and photography fits right into that. And I created a career doing both. And that's been the amazing and inspiring journey that I've had, being able to go over to over 60 countries, and ended up working into writing a book on travel photography, and a lot of great things have come out of it. But travel and experiencing other cultures and being able to document that and find the joy in the world around us has been inspiring.
What's been the biggest lesson or biggest fascination about the 60 countries you've journeyed to? What's been the biggest thing you've learned about the world or yourself or anything?
I'd say the biggest thing is we have it good here. I mean,
the U.S. is a nice lifestyle.
Yeah, we're truly blessed to, I'm very blessed to be able to do a job that I love and to be able to make money and make a living at it and to travel and to get to create whatever I want to create. A lot of other countries don't have that opportunity. It's very limiting in other countries. And that's why you see a lot of immigrants that come to the U.S. and they do really well, because they realize the opportunity that we have here, and the value of hard work. And that's the thing I appreciate about being from the U.S. and traveling the world has actually shown that to me. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been everywhere from Africa to India and Europe and Asia, and have seen many, many different walks of life and religions, and it's shaped my point of view tremendously to experience that kind of stuff.
Interesting. It's, you know, if you work hard here and you work smart, you can make a good life for yourself in the U.S.
100%. 100%.
So we have it. I mean, I haven't traveled as many countries as you. I've been around a little bit Europe, South America, and things like that. But that's the same feeling I have every time I come back. I mean, I was just in Spain. It's a beautiful country, amazing people. But it's also like, man, we have it good. You know, we have it. We're so blessed. I'm so blessed. It's just an amazing opportunity. Like, everything is better. It just seems like that way. I mean, in some ways it's not, but in a lot of ways it seems like things are, let's say, more efficient or more lenient, or just like the, you know, everything.
Yes, so much
like
more opportunity.
Cleaner, you know, opportunity. Yeah. Easier, it seems like. So it's an amazing life. We are blessed, man. So you got into photography originally because of travel as well, right?
Yeah.
You wanted to do both. You were traveling and you wanted to document. You wanted to do all these things together, right?
Yeah. I mean, the traveling aspect of it really opened my eyes to photography. I was a graphic designer before. And the way I got into photography was that I bought a digital camera to shoot photos for my design work and to integrate them in and have that as an asset. That's when digital photography started coming on the scene. And eventually my friend had just gotten back from Africa. He's building a computer network for a nonprofit out there. And he got back and he's telling me about this. And I was like, man, I wish I could do that. I wish I could give my time and do something that I love, but graphic design, you don't really have to be there. So I was like, what could I do? And at this point I had a few photos that I had thrown up on my design website, and I was like, well, why don't I pitch the idea of a photo library, to one of my nonprofit design clients. And so I did, and they were like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. I was like, Yeah, totally. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's do this.
You've never done it before.
No. Yeah. No, I had no clue what I was doing. And now I look back on it, I just kind of laugh. But, you know, part of that was just taking the step and really doing into something that I wanted to do and that I loved. And from there, I went to four countries in Africa. I went to Zimbabwe, Uganda, Kenya, Burundi, and then four countries in and Europe after that. And Africa really, really rocked my world. Like, I didn't even know how to function for 2 months, 3 months after I got back.
Because, really?
Yeah. Just because what you see there, if you've seen the developing world for the first time, especially Africa, and you see the way people live and you see it breaks your heart. You know, you just want to help people and I don't know, it, like coming back and operating in a world that we live in just makes you feel so off balance, and like, how do we, you know, live in so much excess and all these questions. And, you know, it took me a little while to get through that and readapt and learn. I learned so much from that experience, and it translated into my wanderlust and the curiosity of the world and to make me want to travel more. So the photography and I got back and I got some really, you know, great images, and the client was happy, and it really opened my eyes to the possibility of doing it as a career, which I had never even considered or thought before. And that was eye opening in and of itself, because I was married to doing design. That was what my first, like, that was my passion. That was what I loved doing. And this just opened up a world of possibility.
Wow. Amazing. Now, when I think of a photographer, I think of a storyteller. So how do you tell an amazing story through a single picture?
Whoa. Great question. A lot about it is point of view and what you see, or what I see, how I see the world, and your vision. Vision is such a key component to this, and point of view, because you're telling what you're seeing. And to be able to go into a moment and tell what's going on and tell the elements in one frame is such a huge challenge. And you're solving problems in the moment is what you're doing. You're constantly solving problems as a photographer. And so telling that story can come in different ways. It can be, it's pretty, as a photographer, it's your reflection of who you are and what you bring to the table. And for me, I think the biggest constant is in my vision, and what I evoke is the joy, finding joy in people around the world and evoking that joy and that happiness.
Nice. I love it. So what is about, how can you tell a story that
brings someone to tears or inspires someone to take action or buy your product or whatever it may be? How can you like evoke this emotion? What is it about the image, or is it the purpose behind your intention when you take the picture? Is it the setting? Is it the person itself you're taking it of? Is it the landscape, or is it like a combination of everything? Is it the love you bring to it? What is it that brings people to tears?
I feel like it's the moments of authenticity. And that's what really what my vision and my vision and my actual photography is moments and authenticity and just that you feel like you're there. You feel like you're feeling that photo or that emotion, or you feel like you're connecting with the subject. Especially my travel work, I feel like you connect with the subjects, you connect with the people and the moments that are happening, whether it's a landscape or a kid playing on the street. And that connection comes through my connection with that subject and capturing that frame and capturing the moment. And, you know, the more I embark on the journey, the more I grow, the more I learn, and the more I can evoke vision and evoke emotion from the people that I'm photographing.
How do you decide what your subject matters are?
In travel photography, it's kind of almost a serendipitous wandering where I'll walk around or be with a camera in any certain situation, and anything that's kind of in a photogenic that captures my eye, and whether it's like color or a person or the type of person or the kids playing on the street or a beautiful landscape, whatever I'm kind of attracted to, I go and I see. And a lot of times when I'm walking down the street, I almost see moments and in a frame. And so I will walk around and capture that moment, or I'll walk around, and if I see somebody and connect with them, I'll walk over to them and interact with them. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of times it's kids, because kids have so much joy. And there's so much in the developing world, there's so much fun to interact with, and it's inspiring. And so that's what I'm creating when I'm walking around.
What do you think inspires people more? Photos of people, places, or things?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I think I feel like it's subjective to the viewer, because some people are more captured by seeing photos of people, and others are more captured by a beautiful landscape. I'm captured by both and creating both, especially in my travel work.
Beautiful people in beautiful landscapes.
Even better.
There you go. Double whammy, baby.
Yeah. And that's part of what I get paid to do.
Now, I think of you as a visual poet. And that's what I think that you do. You create this like poetry and images. So how important is design, branding, and visual poetry for entrepreneurs or business owners? And can one photo make or break your product or the perception of your business to the world?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I have a background in design and branding, so it's been such a huge importance to me, and especially like what you're communicating as a brand, as a person, as an entrepreneur, of who you are and what you represent. And so much of it is subconscious. And when you're creating a brand, you want to convey subconsciously what you want people to, how you want people to perceive you, because branding is perception, and you get to create that perception. So what you're communicating, whether it's through graphics or through photography communicates who you are, what you do, what you're all about, what your product's all about. And that was a big thing, especially with the charity that I work with, Pencils of Promise. That was a big thing that I brought to the table when I met with Adam Braun, the founder, and I really saw that he understood the importance of branding and communication. And him and I really gelled on that, and I was able to collaborate with him and travel to three different countries for them, and create materials and photographs that illustrate and communicate what work is being done over there, and the hearts that are being touched, and the kids that are receiving from what Pencils of Promise does, building schools for kids in the developing world.
Right. I mean, I understand the value of it. And the more we talked and hung out over the last couple of years, I saw that, you know, I really wanted to increase my perception of my brand on my website. And so I hired you to be my photographer and we did like a 2-day shoot. And since I've updated my site, obviously the design had a big play in it, but the photos impacted the design as well. And since then, I think it's been, I don't even know how long, 6 months or so, I continually get comments from people every single day and week that say, like, you have the best looking website, like in your space. It's like the best looking, it differentiates from everyone else. Like, it's amazing. It's the standard. And I put a lot of credit, obviously, to the design, but the photos bring the design to life. So I see the value in really finding the images that you want and the design you want to build a perception for your product, your company, or your personal brand. So I'm right with you. So what's the one picture that got away that you wish you could go back if you had the opportunity to capture?
That's a tough to pinpoint one. I feel like there's a lot of moments that you miss along the way and it just hits in a passing by kind of fashion. You like see it out of the corner of your eye and you're like, I don't have my camera. And you're like, ah, I wish I had my camera just then. Specifically, I couldn't put a name on one, but it does happen all the time when you're just like, oh, that would have been an amazing photo and no camera to capture it.
Where's one photo that you would like to capture then? Like, where's a place or an idea or a dream in your mind that you have that you're just like waiting for that moment to happen to capture the perfect moment? Do you have that vision?
I have a place that I would love to capture. It's Ha Long Bay in Vietnam. Something about just the blue waters, the high cliffs, and the old Vietnamese boats and the water. I would love to go there and experience and create something out of that.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So imagine there's an exhibit at the MoMA and you get to have one picture in it. And the next 20 years of your life, you're capturing moments. What would this one picture be in the MoMA of yours?
Oh my God.
If you could have any image in the world, people, smiles, places, landscape, moments, sports, action, a single tree, what would that image represent for your perfect dream, your vision that everyone would see at the moment?
I would probably say moments of joy, maybe moments of joy from around the world. Whether that image is specific, maybe it's a collection of images that kind of maybe it's a collection of images of that joy that I found around the world. I really don't have like a specific one image. That's such a tough question because every day I'm creating and every day is new moments. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the way I see the world is kind of stumbling upon those moments and evoking those moments naturally. So having something specific in mind isn't necessarily the way I operate because so much of it is being in the moment and being present.
That's true, and
creating out of experience. But that's my point of view. I mean, every photographer has a different point of view and a different method of working in a different way. And for me, I love experiencing. I love living life fully in the moment and creating what's around me.
Right. What's the most powerful thing that someone can focus on as a photographer that leaves the biggest impact? Is it perspective, framing, the lighting, color of the picture, depth of field, or something else?
It's vision. Vision is the key. It takes a while to develop a vision too when you're exploring your photographic journey, because once you find your vision, then the rest of it, framing, color, composition, it's all just tools to get what you want. And ultimately having the vision and the point of view and your voice is what's the most important. So you can use any tool. I mean, whether it's a film camera, digital camera, type of film, a post-process, type of production, anything, those are all just tools to achieve what you want, what you want for your vision.
Mm. What can someone learn about being behind a camera for 24 hours about themselves?
Can you expand upon that a little bit more?
So say I've given a challenge. I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an athlete, or I'm anyone. And you say, I want you to get behind this camera and shoot for 24 hours. Shoot whatever you want, but you can't stop shooting or you can't stop looking to shoot something. What can they learn about themselves by looking through a lens at the world for 24 hours?
Yeah. So you get to learn how to see. You get to learn how to observe and create what you want to create. You get to learn to find the moments and the details of whatever you're experiencing. You get to learn what you like, what you don't like, what you're attracted to, what you're not attracted to.
Huh. What is it about photographers? What skills do they have that a lot of people lack? Maybe great photographers, I should say, because there's a million photographers, but
I mean, I would say biggest thing is problem solving. And especially when you get into the commercial world and you get on set and you're running big productions and you're on location and you're trying to figure out how to light something or there's so many different variables and moving parts. You've got to problem solve and figure out how to achieve your vision. You got to achieve what you want in that photograph. So problem solving is number one.
Now, you're an artist at heart. But really, you have to become a business person to, you know, grow a photography business and stay alive and like make money. So do you feel like your art or your craft is tarnished sometimes or reduced because you are set on timelines, because you have restrictions, because you work for companies that hire you, big brands that have like all these limitations? Do you feel like it holds you back, or how do you break through all the different moving parts in order to create this magical art still?
Well, I think it's art versus commerce, and that's the biggest dilemma. And that's what creative entrepreneurship is figuring out how to build that medium. And for me, it's always been doing the advertising, the commercial work that's not as fun creatively because it's been so watered down, as the concepts go from like the actual original concept to the client kind of chipping away and, you know, putting their brand values or their expectations or whatever they, you know, the control, and especially as the money, the budgets have shrank, they get more controlling of the creative. So that gets a little bit knocked down as to the end product. You know, the clients and the ad agencies still want my vision sprinkle on their concept. But so that's more of how to make money. And sometimes you just got to suck it up, do it, and then go to the bank and then go create your own destiny, create your own art, do editorial work. And that's kind of the balance of the two. Mm. And it's, you know, the new vision for me is to really start honing in and combining those two and being able to do creative jobs that pay the same amount as other not as creative jobs.
Right. That's the dream, right? Well, so what is your dream as a photographer? What do you want people to experience and what do you want them to feel every time they look at your work?
Well, I want to evoke the visions of the brands and the personalities and the celebrities and the magazines and the editorials that I work with and encounter. Whether that's doing a personal story with a celebrity for a magazine or shooting brands and advertising campaigns, I want to invoke more vision from each of those.
What's a life baller?
Great question. It's something we've talked about so much, but to me, a life baller is somebody who lives a life that they love, a job that they love. They make enough money to excel, and they give back to the world. I think that those components and having vision, having joy, and living life to the fullest.
Hmm. So, what's your definition of greatness then?
Life baller.
Is that what it is?
I mean, if you have every component of like being successful, loving what you do, and giving back to the world, and being completely happy, I mean, that's greatness. Inspiring others to do what they love and to create and to be the best that they can be. That's greatness.
I love it. What's next for you, man? What do you have going on in the future?
Well, coming up here, been working on reinvigorating the Shop Talk blog that I started a long time ago, but uh-huh. Shifting it into a completely new vision of talking about creative entrepreneurship and emotional intelligence and how those two intertwine and doing creative inspirations and interviewing other life baller artists, in any sort of arena, where that's fashion designers or directors or artists, painters, other photographers, anything kind of in that creative realm of people that are doing, succeeding, and interviewing in them and evoking their vision and hearing their stories and their struggles of how they got to where they are. Because creative entrepreneurship is, it's not an easy thing. It's an amazing thing to be able to make a living at what you do, but it's not the easiest trek. There's a lot of things through the journey, a lot of struggles, a lot of emotions that you go through to get to the point where you're actually making a living and being successful at doing art. So the new blog is going to kind of feature that and feature different things of the way I live my life through travel, through fitness, through, you know, health, and probably even more stuff. The vision's growing. So planning on trying to launch that in the next few months. And I'm very excited about it.
I want to ask a couple more questions. What is it you've learned about yourself lately that you thought was never possible?
What I learned about myself, it's been, the last few months have been an amazing journey. I've just been taking this leadership training through emotional intelligence, and it's amazing how much we ourselves hold our own selves back from our true potential and from being unstoppable. And a lot of what I want to, you know, it takes me back to the creative, like the journey of building this creative business is all the emotions that you experience going through it. And had I taken this thing like 10 years ago to learn and to be able to understand what I was going through, what I have been going through, and it happens every day in any sort of business and entrepreneurial world where there's struggles and there's like getting to the next level and there's, you know, everything in that realm. And the creative world is so, creative entrepreneurship world is directly tied to that, because your product is your vision, which is personal. It's your art. And when you're selling your art, it has effect it affects you personally, whether some people are hiring you or not hiring you, you're getting jobs or not getting jobs. It affects you either way. And it's on an emotional level. And to learn to be way more aware of those emotions, and how to shift out of the negative limiting beliefs and the negative conversations that you have so much going through this journey, because it's so much of it is tied to your personal well-being.
So based on what you've learned so far in the last few months and knowing all the connections you have in the creative entrepreneurial world, what are the biggest things that holds creative entrepreneurs back, photographers or any type of artists that wants to create something and also make a living with it? What's the biggest thing that holds them back from being successful or reaching their goals or having it all, creating art, having money, having time, and all that? What's holding them back?
I think the biggest thing is self-trust and value, because you have to have the value to create the vision to be able to get to where you want to be.
Mm.
And you really have to believe in yourself and you really have to believe in your art. And that's why that struggle is so strong, is because when you're getting hired or you're not getting hired, you're just getting tossed back and forth between that self-trust of, am I good enough? Am I not good enough? If this person's not hiring me, am I not good enough, or what's wrong with me? You know, and then you get on this high of when people are hiring you, you're like, oh, this is amazing. I'm on top of the world. And then it's just such a roller coaster ride. And, you know, the freelance creative entrepreneurial world is so feast or famine. And you'll just be balling for a month and then have like 2 months without work. And so getting through that is very emotional, especially as your overhead gets higher and higher. You have a lot more stress and wondering if you know when that next job or paycheck is coming.
So how does someone break through that? How does someone manage their emotions about what they tell themselves or feel daily, or what they react to from other people or circumstances? How does someone manage that?
Yeah,
as a creative entrepreneur, how would you manage that?
Well, I'd take this emotional intelligence and leadership class up ahead of time so you can actually really understand what those.
But based on what you've learned, what could you share?
Yeah, based off of what I've learned, it's really about vision and knowing exactly what you want. I mean, when I became a photographer, when I decided I wanted to be a photographer, I knew the end goal. So I did whatever it took to get to where I wanted to be. And then that is the biggest key. The biggest key.
It didn't matter if someone's like saying no or rejecting you, or like, okay, how do I figure out how to get there, right?
Yeah.
What's the next path?
Yeah. What's the next path? Who do I talk to? Who do I learn from? How do I learn the gear? How do I learn this? How do I, you know, I got to go out and hustle. I got to go out and create a portfolio of work that people want, will convince people to hire me.
You got
to
invest in a website, a really nice one, and like get an agent and do all these things, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things. And when you have the vision of the end goal, then you'll do all those things. You'll figure it out. You'll figure out what you want to do, whatever it takes to get there.
So when you were getting knocked down or just things weren't happening at times, how did you react to yourself? What did you tell yourself? Were you giving yourself positive reinforcement, or were you beating yourself up and then moving on? Like, what were you doing?
Sometimes it's a back and forth thing. And the first part of my career was a lot different than when I saw a lot of success, and then it plateaued a little bit, and a lot of times you get used to being comfortable. So when the first part of it was very uncomfortable. So you kind of get used to like the buildup and being told no, and you're just like on to the next one. And then you get comfortable and you get in this rhythm of like acceleration, and just through the waves of business, it's not always going to be completely 100% up. The business is going to ebb and flow. And that's something that I experienced. And you really have to shift and trust that things are going to be okay and things are going to be taken care of. It's not always the easiest thing.
What if a year, 2 years goes by and you haven't made any money and you're broke and living back with parents?
That won't happen.
Does that mean you haven't shifted the right way?
Yeah, you're probably your conversations in your head are probably talking yourself down and telling yourself you can't do it. And you know, 100% is possible 100% of the time, and you can create that. You get to create what you want to create. Like if I started not getting certain jobs, there's other jobs that I can go and create to pay the bills.
Right. Shifting, being aware, being present.
Yeah.
Doing whatever it takes. Yeah. Problem solving. That's what you said is the biggest thing you learn is problem solving, right?
You know, yeah, on set and even in business, because you're trying to figure out what you need to do next. And there's always something that you haven't encountered and you have to like problem solve to get it done, whether it's like figuring out your brand or figuring out your portfolio, your
website or whatever.
All of it. Yeah. And then the new ventures. And I mean, I just, my brain is just like, I keep getting new ideas of things that I want to do. And then, you know, trying to create that. And then you like creating the time for everything. Is another whole problem solving.
Another topic. Yeah. Well, where can we find you online, my man?
My website is nickonken.com, NickOnken. Same on Instagram and Twitter, Nick Onken, Facebook, Nick Onken.
Everywhere. And your new site's coming out soon, so make sure to get on his list, his newsletter, and check out his stuff. It's going to be having some amazing articles, interviews with other life ballers, with some amazing visuals. That's all going to be intertwined in the mix. So I love your site. I love your work. I love you, brother. And thanks for coming on the School of Greatness, man.
Thank you.
And there you have it, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode with Mr. Nick Onken, the life baller himself. I enjoyed this conversation so much because I think you can always learn something from someone that's outside of your expertise. And it's always fun for me to bring on authors and Olympic athletes and things like that. But when I get to bring on artists who really are master of their craft, that's when I get to learn something new about myself and how I can apply their skills, their information to what I'm doing in my life, my sport, and my business and my relationships. So I'm so happy and blessed to have Nick on. Make sure to give a quick shout out to Nick on Twitter or Instagram at Nick Onken. Share this episode, please, with your friends. Go on schoolofgreatness.com. Check out the show notes for this episode. You'll see some other cool photos on there as well. And all the other good stuff about Nick Onken. So that's schoolofgreatness.com. Please share it with your friends over on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google+, anywhere you want to share it and get the word out. I'd be super grateful. And if you have not yet, please go over to iTunes and leave us a review and rating over on iTunes. We'd love to get more reviews and ratings from you guys and get your feedback over there. In the meantime, I've got another big episode coming up next week. So stay tuned, get ready for the next episode of Greatness, and make sure to go out there, guys, today and do something great.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.